Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. We have Single Scott in the studio, as well as Barry, helping out for today's festivities as well. Now, I told you Hour 1, major announcement, not just one, but possibly two, going to happen. We're going to do one right now. And this time the fanfare is playing for real. This is no tease. We're going to actually share some info. What, did we run out of fanfare?
No, I just figured we were teasing.
No. We're actually going to, let's do
this
it.
This is real?
Okay.
Hit the fanfare again. Yeah, because this is big. This is the biggest giveaway I think we have ever orchestrated on the in the 12-year history of Scuba Radio. Now, it's, you know, over 12 years of doing this show, we've made some great connections within the industry. One of them being Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, now 2 years running and about to be three.
We're giving away a liveaboard boat, aren't we?
We're
giving away a liveaboard boat.
Let's ask Clay. Clay is the big cheese air Explorer Ventures. That I don't think Bill has it quite right. Is that fair to say, Clay?
Well, you know, everything's available for a price.
Okay.
Well, right, okay, so giveaway is the price we're talking about here, Clay.
He does have an extra boat.
Well, that's true.
There you go. But no, we're not giving away a boat, but we are indeed giving away a space on a boat at the DEMA show.
That's pretty cool, giving away a space at the DEMA show.
There are 4 days of DEMA.
So we'll be collecting names for every day, and at the end of the 4 days, we'll give away a liveaboard. That's pretty cool.
We're giving away a liveaboard trip every single day. 4 liveaboard trips.
Woo-hoo!
Over the 4-day event at DEMA here in 2 weeks in Orlando. Thanks to our buddy Clay and the crew there at Explorer Ventures. You're just learning about this for the first time, right, Clay?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Nice job putting Clay on the spot there.
Yeah, no, they've been great. They, like I said, Explorer Ventures last couple years have been the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio, and now they have already agreed to do this again for 2010. Kick it off, we're giving away 4 liveaboard trips with Explorer Ventures at the DEMA show.
Wow. Wait a second. Are these my spots on these liveaboard trips that are being given away?
Yeah, that's the good news. Is the bad news is you don't have a spot anymore.
Exactly.
Though.
Oh, damn.
You're not going anyway. He never goes.
But we're really sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it in your voice, Clay.
Now, the nice thing is we're giving away 4 different trips, and they are to each destination that Explorer Ventures runs to. So there'll be a Northern Bahamas trip like we did with the Wild Dolphins a few weeks ago.
I don't know who you're talking about, white man.
Yeah, well, and then also we have a trip to Saba, the Saba St. Kitts itinerary. We have the Turks and Caicos, and then the granddaddy of them all, the Galapagos.
The yes.
On their new vessel, I believe, the Humboldt Explorer. Is that right, Clay?
That's exactly right. She's being built right now. Her hull is done. Everything's going together, and we're excited to be starting her up in May next year.
May of next year. So one lucky person at DEMA is going to get a trip on the Humboldt Explorer.
Wow.
During our little song and dance routine. Now, we got some major... you know, it's going to be easy for people to win this. They just have to show up a little bit early there at the DEMA show. It opens up at 10 a.m. We're going to open the show up each morning with the Scuba Cowboy playing some music. And then we're going to have these giveaways like this liveaboard plus a whole bunch of other stuff. So make sure if you're coming to the DEMA show. Now, you get there by 9:30. Give yourself a good 30 minutes before the show, or you're going to miss out on an amazing opportunity.
Now, you're giving away every single day a liveaboard trip.
Absolutely.
Before DEMA starts.
Exactly.
So before you walk in the door at DEMA, you could already know that you've got a liveaboard dive trip with Explorer Ventures on your itinerary for 2010.
That's it.
That is unbelievable.
And it's all because of Clay. He's the man. Him and his stellar crew.
Some of them aren't
so
men.
Nice. Well, did I say all, they? I didn't.
You
say
You said they are the man.
No, he's I said he is the man. Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
No, Lynn, everybody else. They're awesome folks. They're Explorer Ventures, and it's been a great relationship over the last couple of years. And like I said, for 2010, they've already agreed to be the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio again. So this is kind of how we're going to kick off that whole program at the DEMA show, by giving away four liveaboard trips. Now, we mentioned the four itineraries, capping it off with Galapagos, and you mentioned the new boat. Let's talk a little bit about that, Clay, because this is big, big news. This new vessel that you are building as we speak to cruise the Galapagos for a week or so at a time is quite a, you know... Is this going to be kind of like the new flagship for the Explorer fleet, or just way up there as far as quality and design, or what? It's brand spanking new, right?
Or are you going cheap? That's really what we want to know. The other thing, I mean, is it going to be plastic furniture and
No.
It's definitely going to be top of the line. She's going to be a beautiful boat. She's 16 passengers, and we've got cabins below decks but raised up, so all cabins have ocean views, and she'll be real stable for the long crossings up to Darwin and Wolf, and I'm real excited to see her.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the plans. I think some of this stuff may be up there at explorerventures.com, but it is quite impressive, a layout and just a design. And you were telling me the guy who makes these boats, builds these boats, actually lives in the area, right, Clay? Can you give us a little bit of background on how this thing is being built? The Humboldt?
Yeah, he lives in Guayaquil, in Ecuador, and the boat's being built down there. And he is just the kind of guy that's what he absolutely loves to do, is design and build the nicest boat that he could possibly imagine. And he's been down there for 25 years running boats in the Galapagos, and he's very good at what he does.
And on this itinerary, you fly into Ecuador and you sail out of Ecuador, I would assume.
Well, you fly into either Quito or Guayaquil, and then take the Galapagos are about 500 miles off the coast of Ecuador. So then you've got to take a flight out to the Galapagos, into the national park, and board the boat out there.
Oh, I did not realize you would be boarding out there. That's cool. That's better, I think.
Yeah, well, there are actually people that live in the Galapagos, and and it's about an hour and a half flight out there, which is that's a long boat ride, 500 miles.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
Not with a jacuzzi and a wet bar.
That's what I see on the website. And she will have both.
Yeah. Yes, I see that.
And I believe this. Will this be one of the first boats you've had that has a jacuzzi on the boat as well, or what?
Yeah, it will be. And we're really excited to see her. We're actually going to have a model of the boat at DEMA as well in our booth there.
Oh, excellent.
So you can actually give your little fingers a jacuzzi at DEMA.
Exactly, and I think we're going to try to put engines in the model, a little remote control, so we can drive it around your tank up front there in the mornings. How's that?
I like it. I think let's throw a mermaid in there too. Why not?
Sounds good.
Or we'll put the model in the mermaid tank. And have the mermaid, because we're actually having a tank set up at the front of DEMA as well. Our mermaids are actually going to be wet this year, so we can have the mermaid
in
the water.
Tank.
Yeah.
I thought you meant a Sherman.
Oh.
I understand now.
No, the mermaids aren't going to be tanked. They'll be in a tank.
They may be tanked.
Maybe we'll put the Humboldt Explorer model on the top of the water there, and they can be doing their, who knows.
We'll shoot video with the giant mermaid.
Yeah.
I can't believe you haven't talked about the dunking yet.
Clay wants to set up the aquarium as a dunking booth as well. So he thinks we ought to dunk the mermaids.
Greg, you're misquoting me. I think the phrase I used was dunk the dive master.
What is that all about? I don't get this. He wants me to
dunk the dive master works better from an alliteration standpoint. Dunk the mermaid is kind of clumsy, I'll be honest.
I thought so.
Because they're already wet.
The visual isn't quite as good, but the alliteration's great.
Yeah.
We'll get you a white T-shirt, though. I think it may be worth it for us.
Anything's possible. You know, I guess, you know, I'm kind of orchestrating this circus at the Dima Show, and it's usually the coach that gets the Gatorade spilled on him. Maybe I have
no,
to
No, it's
the
winning
the
coach
tank.
That gets the Gatorade thrown on him, just so you know.
Oh.
Just throwing that out
okay.
there.
So if I get blamed for the mayhem that we created,
yeah,
Dima,
no.
and get thrown into the tank, or who knows? What anything's possible. It'll be definitely worth covering here on the show. You'll hear all about it. But let's talk about the Humboldt Explorer will start the new boat will start running in May, thereabouts, and you can obviously book that for next year. But there's plenty of specials to take advantage of right now. That Explorer Ventures and Clay and the Gang can hook you up with, including $500 off the December 12th through the 19th and December 19th through the 26th trip. What is LC? Say, I believe, is that on Galapagos or is that one of the other trips?
That's in Turks and Caicos. We've got, we've got those two trips, December 12th through the through and including December 26th for the Providenciales itinerary. And
oh,
then
okay.
We got two trips in the Northeast Caribbean for $500 off as well.
Nice.
One in November and another one in December.
Excellent. And by the way, you know, once again, this is a great time of year to take advantage of, just great conditions. I mean, there's been no storm, so the visibility has been awesome. It's cooled down just a tad. And you couldn't ask for better liveaboard conditions than right now, and then save $500 to boot. You can't beat it.
And we have the liveaboard champ with us on the show. We talk about Single Scott, about his adventures. We talk about his wreck trek. We talk about his search for a mate on the internet, which is always a winning strategy. But what we don't talk enough about is the fact that. Scott loves a liveaboard.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah, he's been on the Explorer Ventures boats for over 35 weeks, something like that. He's basically been renting a home from you, Clay.
And have I mentioned recently how much I appreciate that?
I mean, liveaboard diving, there is nothing like. I mean, you enjoyed yourself on the wreck trek. You're going out in the little boats, doing the dives, going back. But it's nothing like being on a liveaboard, is it, Scott?
Well, you know, it's not just it's most economical way to go, but it is the most carefree way to go. You don't touch your gear. You use the same tank every time. You just drop your first stage. They fill it up. You go for a dive when you want to. If you want to blow it off and just sit on the sun deck, it's perfect. There's no better way to dive.
Yeah, and when you go with a company like Explorer Ventures, I mean, what a testimonial. 30-plus times on one liveaboard, with one liveaboard company. That's how Explorer Ventures operates. So when you go on the boat, you can see why people keep going back, because Clay and the gang there really treat their passengers like no other company I've ever seen. That is why they are the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio for 2008, 2009, and now 2010. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Stanley, that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
I don't know. If you can't scuba, what is the point of life, right? That's really what this whole show is built on, the fact that everybody on the planet should at least try this activity, and I include snorkeling in there. So if you have that whole phobia when it comes to, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to go underwater, but at least go snorkeling. Take a look at what's going on underwater, whether you're in your backyard pool or you're trying to cruise off of, doing some diving off of
the
Humboldt Explorer in the Galapagos. Give it a shot. You'll thank me later.
If you need to snorkel to find out what's going on in the water in your pool, may I suggest a little shock treatment?
I will tell you that there are hours of fun to be had just exploring your pool drain. Okay?
Okay.
You can go, holy crap, how did that gum get there? It really will amaze you.
You may be easier to entertain than I am.
I'm telling you.
That's a given.
When you put a mask on, even in a pool, you're amazed at some of the crap you see in there. Like, oh my gosh, I've been swimming in this? Ooh!
And you actually are currently swimming in it.
Yeah.
With good visibility.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, the point is, get out of the pool, go into the ocean, go over to a lake.
Which is much cleaner.
Way cleaner, more interesting.
Much more interesting.
Yes. And trust me.
Dive some springs.
You'll get the bug.
Dive the ocean.
You know, I'd say 9 out of 10 people that I've introduced to scuba diving have, you know, really, you know, caught on, have got the fever, so to speak. I can think of one.
I know who the 10th one is.
Yeah. Should we say?
Who's that?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? You know, the one person that I'm not sure has caught the bug yet. I don't know. Should I say this on
say
the air?
It. Say
really?
It.
This
say
isn't
it.
The major announcement.
No, it's not. No.
The second one. It's Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Yeah, she hasn't caught the bug
she
yet.
She is, she's definitely, she likes it, but I think she likes more of the fact that she's being videotaped and...
She likes being a model.
Yeah.
She doesn't love the ocean.
She hasn't caught the fever, the diving fever yet, as much as we've tried. And it's been, I don't know what to think about that. Don't get me wrong, she doesn't not like it. She does like it, but she hasn't caught the fever, for instance, like CJ or James, who, you know, they're calling me every week. Hey, Greg, let's go lobstering down in the Keys. What are you doing Saturday? Oh, I got to do the show, man. Oh, damn that show. You know, we need to go dive and screw the show. You know.
And it's people that don't live in places like we live where you really know they've got the fever.
Yeah.
You know, people that dive quarries.
Right.
People that dive Lake Minnetonka in January.
Yeah.
The crazy
those
people
have the fever.
They got the bug.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And you know, it doesn't take much to plant that seed in people is what I've found. But unfortunately, Kelly just has not been one of them yet. She just hasn't really caught it. And I really believe, even though she's been to, we've taken her to the Bahamas, she's been in Dominica.
Oh, yeah. Keep working that. Keep taking her places to see if she'll get excited
about
diving.
But here's the thing. Like, when we were in the Turks and Caicos with Kelly, the weather didn't cooperate. So we didn't have the best conditions for that particular live aboard adventure. And her other thing was Dominica, which she liked, but we had some issues with our flights over and it didn't go as smoothly. We ended up doing a lot more things than what we typically do on one of our adventures. So it was a little bit more busy than she was expecting. And we didn't dive as much as we would on a live aboard. Yet we did have good conditions. And this last trip in the Bahamas was really close because we had great conditions. She loved the dolphin. She had a great time with the dolphin. She definitely got that, but she still didn't get the underwater diving part to the level like she was ready to jump up and be the first one in the water. That just wasn't happening.
If you ever take me on a liveaboard dive, I promise to demonstrate the fever.
Yeah.
I promise you that I will do 5 dives a day.
Yeah.
I will do a night dive.
Well, you don't have to do 5 dives a day.
I'm telling you, I will.
Perhaps
I'm not telling you that I feel I will have to. I'm telling you.
How would you act
out?
How would I know that you have the fever, Bill?
What? You wouldn't see me because I'd be underwater.
You'd be wet all the time.
Exactly.
And I'd wear my hood.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alfredo.
I don't know. I just think I do think, you know, Kelly's right on the cusp there. She could
go either way. She could become an NFL fan or a scuba diver, a real scuba diver.
Maybe. Yeah, she's very close.
Maybe it's just finding the right dive buddy for her.
Single Scott? Could Single Scott be the lure that's needed?
I dove with her. She's a good diver. She's just not enthusiastic yet.
Yeah, I trained her. That's why.
And that could come.
Now, I think it will. She's right on the edge. We gotta juice her some way. Any tips you want to share? 888-88-SCUBA.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Peter and Galen from Aquanauts Grenada. We're going to give the island a call, check in with them as we prepare for the DEMA show. Also, when we go to DEMA here in a couple weeks, we're going to record a show from the show floor. You'll hear all about the wet mermaids there at the entrance, the scuba cowboy, the fact that we're giving away a liveaboard each day, a free liveaboard trip. It's going to be quite a spectacle, the biggest event in the diving world happens in a couple weeks right here in Orlando. It'll be our 12th year at the DEMA show, and I'm excited because, you know, it's almost like dive industry homecoming. You know, it's quite an impressive event on a lot of levels, but we've been doing this for so many years now, and we've, you know, made a lot of friends and that kind of thing, and we get to catch up with, for instance, our the people that we met last year in Australia. They're going to be there. The Philip and the crew from Spirit of Freedom, they will be there. The liveaboard operator in Australia, out of Queensland, Cairns, Australia, they're going to be there. And matter of fact, Jeremy Bender is going to be diving with them and doing a little report for us from the Spirit of Freedom liveaboard in Australia in November. I believe he's going on a week in November, and he's blogging at scubaradio.com about it, but he's not far away from taking his little trip out there.
That's
down
great.
Under.
Now, how long has Jeremy been with the show?
He's been about a year or so, maybe. Yeah. Not quite.
Yeah, he probably comes in every Saturday faithfully.
He's in Australia.
Yeah.
Give me. He's going to school in Australia. Bill, oh. What do you get? What's
Bill wants to send me on a liveaboard in Australia.
Well, you, yeah, but yeah, you're
are
here.
There any liveaboards here in Altamont Springs?
No. Maybe you could start one.
Okay, that's what I think I'll do.
Long John Silver's.
I could always tow Surprise up here and throw Bill on the boat.
All right, Barry will take out a lobstering on his boat, his 17-foot Triumph.
Right down here at the South Altamont Florida. Springs Mall?
No, down there just a couple hours south. And you
Crane's
go cruise for lobsters.
We'll do a week-long liveaboard on Crane's Roost. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, your calls and Aquanauts from Grenada coming up. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Fish, heads, fish, heads, roly poly fish, heads, fish, heads, fish, heads, eat them up, yum.
Single Scott just got back from the wreck trek in the Florida Keys, and they're telling me that Covert Ken, his bodyguard and dive buddy on this trek, is on the line. Is it? Oh, we're not supposed to say who?
Covert Ken.
Well,
You have to ask him. You have to ask him in the winter.
All right,
the birds fly
if
south.
If he tells you, he have to kill you.
All right, friends call him Ken. We can call him Dave. Dave, you're on Scuba Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Greg, good. I just wanted to thank you for that opportunity to go down there and do the wreck trek. We just had a fabulous time down there, and everybody treated us royally.
You sent Covert Ken down on this dive trip? On this wreck trek?
Yes.
How long's Covert Ken been on with us on this show?
Approximately 2 weeks.
Long enough to know I like it.
There you go. Good man. See, this is the kind of reporting that I've tried to pull out of Bill for 12 years, and I just haven't been able to pull it off. And you step right in there and take the ball and run with it. I appreciate that, Ken.
Nice work, Ken.
How was single Scott as a dive buddy, Ken?
He is a great dive buddy. We were very simpatico. I did learn that the man cannot pass a tiki hut, though.
Yes. he has a weakness for the
bartenders.
The
bartenders and rum.
A little bit of both, yes. Yeah.
Well, it kind of goes hand in hand when your day of diving is done. When you're in the Keys, it's hard not to. I mean, that's kind of like it's like an unwritten rule that you have to stop at the tiki bars.
More of a guideline.
No, I think it's a rule in the Keys, actually.
Yeah, I think it's written down somewhere that
yes.
you have to, yeah.
In the Conch Republic, for sure. So, yeah, you had a good time being his wingman and dive buddy down there throughout the Keys, huh?
Absolutely. In fact, I enjoyed it so much, I've gone ahead and signed up for a 4-dive, 2-day trip back down with Quiescence.
Oh, nice. Okay, so that operator in Key Largo, you're going back down there already.
Good man. You're going to go down first week of November.
So was that your favorite spot, the Key Largo area, or was there a standout in your mind as far as all the wrecks that you guys did throughout the week, or what?
You know, it'd be impossible to pick out a favorite, but with the Spiegel Grove, the Thunderbolt, and then, of course, then down in Key West, that was just fabulous also. So all of them had great diving.
Yeah, and Ken, do you dive all over yourself? Where are you from, like the St. Pete area? Is that what it is?
I live up in the Villages near Ocala.
Oh, okay, Ocala. Okay, so
not
where
too
do you...
far from Single Scott.
So do you have you dived all around the world like Scott? Have you been on a liveaboard at 30-plus weeks?
No, nothing like that. In fact, I'd kind of just got back into it a year ago, just over a year ago, and I've put in 94 dives in the last year.
Wow. So you've been a little busy.
Yeah. I've only done one liveaboard, but it is very nice.
Well, very good. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Dave. Dave. Almost blew his cover. Wow. Okay, but we appreciate that. And Scott, sounds like you got a new dive buddy there.
Oh, he's a great diver, too. A lot of fun. Got along great.
How is he as a wingman when you're doing the single Scott thing there at the Tiki Bar? Does he need help? Does he need tips? Or is he a good wingman?
I don't know. I was off doing my thing, and he was, too, at some of those bars. So.
All right, so you didn't use him as a wingman. You didn't need him.
No,
single Scott.
He just did security for me.
Ah.
And,
yeah,
you know.
Well, was security or recon?
A little of both.
Okay, well, that's a wingman, isn't it? I've seen those shows on MTV, the pickup artist. You have the guy trying to pick up the girls, and then you have the wingman who's supposed to, you know, do recon and,
yeah,
and protect you from the psycho babes.
That's what he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you looking at me like that, Bill? What do you think you've been doing for the last 12 years?
Yeah, it sounds like the sort of thing that I'm called upon to do when I do get brought out to exotic dive locations like... Oh, I don't know.
When was the last time you went diving?
Bristol River.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer. In the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
For all my pals who live in the oceans and the seas, with bronze like these, well, who needs anemones?
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and on the line with me are my two favorite people from Grenada. I really don't know any other folks on Grenada, but I know they would be my favorites, even if I knew everybody else on the island. And of course, I'm talking about Peter and Galen from Aquanauts Grenada. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing fine. It's wonderful. Nice to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Now, Aquanauts Grenada, you guys are kicking right now. The weather's been awesome. We haven't had any storms to deal with all summer. And the fish like that, as well as all the people that are coming down there to dive at Aquanauts. Is that true or what?
Yes, actually, the summer was really fantastic, you know, and visibility great. The water is warm, you know, so you're dealing like in the mid and upper 80s with the temperature, and it's just great.
I know we're going to talk a little bit about the DEMA show. It's coming up here in a couple weeks and what your plans are for that major event here in the U.S. But what about your diving there personally, Peter? Have you been out there with your rebreather lately and getting wet quite a bit or what?
Oh, yes. I mean, like the last couple of weeks, I haven't done anything else. You know, we did basically our whole TriMix instructor training. So now at this point, you know, we are ready. We can provide all kinds of TriMix fields. We got a big booster pump installed, everything, and yeah, we are ready to rumble with it. We can also teach all the courses now on the rebreathers, the evolution and inspiration, and we're really having a blast.
Yeah, are you finding more and more critters to interact with when you're on the rebreather, since you can kind of just sneak up on them, or they think you're another fish since you have no bubbles, or what?
Yeah, that's actually the whole matter. You know, we are hanging down there, and we did quite some deep diving recently, you know, where we go down like 200, 300 feet, and it's like I did my first 300er, and I landed down there in the sand, and look around, I felt like Armstrong when he touched the moon.
Yeah, I bet. 300 feet, really. Now, that's obviously on the technical side of diving, and you know, you're on rebreathers, that's one thing, but you still got to deal with, like, narcosis and stuff that deep, right?
Actually, that is the good thing about it, you know, so you dive a very high helium mix. So there is no narcosis, and this was for me a very great experience. I've done, you know, in the earlier years when I was a little bit more crazy, I've done a lot of deep diving on air, so I really know how narced you are when you're going down, and now I could compare this to diving TriMix, and it just blew me away. You know, you stand down there, you look to the deep, you look up to the surface, and you actually really understand all of a sudden where you are.
Interesting. Yeah. Before, you were kind of like, hey, the fish is talking to me.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, but you don't get that kind of feeling with a mix of, heliox or something, because the helium cuts down the nitrogen, or what?
Yeah, you basically eliminate the nitrogen, and with that, the effects of the narcosis, you know, and it's just great. You know, everybody should try that at least once.
Yeah, now it does make you talk like a munchkin, though, doesn't it, or does it?
No, not really. It does that when you have, like, very high helium mixes, like in a chamber. But down there, you know, you're not doing much talking.
Yeah, well, that's good, a good point. Yeah, unless you're on what you got to take one of them comm gear things down there. You know, I got some new full face communication gear. I got to bring it to Grenada and do a little underwater broadcast, maybe on the rebreather. So I don't know about 300 feet, but I'd be interested in doing something like that. That's one of the things you guys are offering divers now, right? You can go there and learn the inspiration.
Yes.
These rebreathers and things.
Yeah. So we're going to be offering can start with trial dives, you know, where we take you down for a first time and you have like a easy experience where you won't go too deep for sure. And then, I mean, the full range of training.
Nice. Well, yeah, I don't know. That sounds like a Christmas gift I need to give to myself. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I hear what you're saying, you know.
We're going to talk at DEMA about doing something. I know, because I want to get down there and see some of this stuff that you have to offer, whether it's the Bianca Sea rec site or experiencing these rebreather programs that you guys are offering there at Aquanauts Grenada.
That's looking for this, you know. I mean, November, December is a great time down here. You know, it's pre-season, so it's not too busy, and the weather conditions are usually the best.
Yeah, it's still kind of remnants of the summer diving season. We haven't had any storms, so the water's nice and warm still, I'm guessing?
Yes. I mean, it never gets really cold down here so far south, you know, versus the northern end of the Caribbean, so we are really a year-round destination.
And the big rush of tourists for the winter season don't really kick in until late December, January.
Like, you know, like for the holiday seasons, usually very busy. And then February, March, you know, that's our traditional busy month.
So if you get in there November, December, you've kind of beat that rush. And so you can have the place to yourself, have great world-class diving conditions, and just have a ball.
Exactly.
I know you have big plans for DEMA as well as we do. You're planning to give away a trip there, I'm guessing, or what? What are you going to do?
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's one of the things. First of all, we're going to have a lot of group specials for DEMA. So anybody, you know, who knows the dive shop, just tell them, you know, go to DEMA, visit the Aquanauts booth and see what specials they have to offer to bring a group down here, which is one of our specialties that we are offering. You know, we have three nice boats, so when the group comes down, they get their own dive boat, and they can basically do what they want.
Nice. And so you go by the Aquanauts booth there at DEMA and probably drop in a business card for a little giveaway. We might work with them on something.
Yeah, we're going to do a trip giveaway, so we're going to collect business cards and everything, and then, like, on the last day of the show, we're going to have a little raffle, and somebody lucky will win a trip to Grenada.
That's what a lot of the vendors do there at the DEMA show, is they're trying to get people to come to the booth and learn about the destination. That's what it's all about. Networking, right there, Peter? Networking.
Yeah, networking. Talking, meeting people and everything, and that's why we still go to DEMA every year and enjoy it, just being there, meeting all the friends, you know, the whole community. It's always a big event for us, you know, that we haven't missed for many, many years.
Yeah, it's a big event, big party, great time, and can't wait to join you there at the DEMA show. Well, we may have a beverage or two, and we'll talk about coming down there.
That would be great, you know, and we are easy to find. We got a great location this year. We are, like, on the backside of the Bahamas section, you know, right when you walk to the entrance, you basically fall right into our booth.
You got to love that. And, look for me, because I'm going to be talking to them there at the DEMA show about giving myself something special for Christmas. It might be a trip to Grenada, you think?
Yeah, let's work on this. We're going to discuss with DEMA.
Christmas in the Caribbean. I can't think of a better combination.
Greg will be Santa Claus in Grenada.
Jolly and rosy cheeks from the rum. Who knows? It'll be a good time for sure.
Bring some mermaids. We have some rum.
We will definitely make it happen for sure. All right. Well, Peter, thank you so much. I'll see you in a couple weeks at the big show here in Orlando. Okay, my friend?
Okay, Greg. See you in Orlando. We're going to have a blast.
Yes, we will indeed. Okay, let me think about this. Scott, since you're in the studio today, why don't we get Mermaid Angela on the horn right now? Let's see if we can do this. Christmas in the Caribbean. What do you think? Are you up for that?
Wow. Yes.
Christmas in the Grenada. He wants a mermaid. We got to bring Bill. Get Mermaid Angela on the line.
No. I will get you Mermaid Bill on the line.
No, don't do that. Get Angela. Let's find Angela quick. I just threw up in my
this
mouth.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
So we did this a few years ago. It's probably been quite a while since we've actually tried to do a Christmas in the Caribbean adventure. We did this in the Cayman Islands.
Actually, I did get to go to that one.
You went to that one. That was a lot of fun. Nothing like spending the holidays in the islands.
Do you know how long ago that was? That was my 40th birthday. I'm now 71.
Holy crap. So, you know, but Peter there from Aquanauts Grenada has invited us down. And I made some calls, or I called up the airline. I think we got this done deal, but we got to secure a mermaid. Scott, you're in.
Oh, I'm in.
Bill, you're out because you're not invited ever anyway.
Mermaid Bill.
No,
here
no.
For your
we need
pleasure.
A mermaid. And you got Angela on the line?
Yeah.
Angela. Hey, Angela, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm great. Now, hey, we were just invited to go to Grenada. I need a mermaid. Are you free for the holidays?
Actually, I think I can finagle some time off. That would sound awesome. I would love to go to Grenada.
Okay, so we got Mermaid Angela ready
to spend Christmas in the
Caribbean.
Hold on.
What?
We can call someone and say, are you available to go to Grenada? And she can just say she's got the time?
Well, she knows the routine. She knows what's required for these kind of adventures, right?
Isn't that great, though?
Angela, do you already have a bag packed?
Quite honestly, yes.
Yeah,
she's your go-to girl, isn't she?
Angela knows the protocol. She knows that you really don't have the proper equipment to pull off such an adventure, Bill. But Angela is very
He's complimenting
capable.
You on my equipment in the past, but not today, apparently.
But before you say yes, I'm going too.
Oh.
Oh, well, I don't know what to think.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, there's a girl.
Yeah, so we got Single Scott as the mermaid wrangler. Yes, Scuba Radio going to Grenada for the holidays, Christmas in the Caribbean. And the big announcement on top of that is that you are going to be invited as well. Yes, we got a special package. No, it has nothing to do with Mermaid Angela. Don't look at me that way, Bill. We're going to put together a little trip. Package for you that we'll announce next week, so make sure you listen for that. Also, it'll be Halloween, special Halloween edition of the big show. Don't miss it. That's next week. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.